4. Heather Powell had been all wide-eyed and tearful with sympathetic nods and soft, knowing words of encouragement. James had started to let his hopes get too high before she finally had given her professional assessment. Without a hint of emotion, she had stated, "You've made a lot of progress. I think you'll get your daughter back eventually, but right now..." She had stopped to watch him. James remembered thinking, "What do you think I'm going to do? Come across the table at you? Sure, it's crossing my mind." "Go on," he had said, showing calmness instead.
"You can't provide for her properly. Not yet. I think you'll get there."
"When?" She had inhaled through her nose, probably as part of the whole speech she had practiced saying.
"When you make enough money to rent an apartment with 2 bedrooms and pay for adequate childcare while you're working, as well as..."
"What kind of money are we talking?" James knew, but it was the only thing he could think of to keep himself from screaming. How many parents can't give their kids all that? They make it work.
"After you've paid a deposit and first and last on an apartment," Heather had said, $2,000 a month at the very least."
His heart had shriveled inside his chest, but he couldn't let her see weakness or discouragement, so he had forced himself to bob his head as if he were completely on board, as if that amount of money would be within reach within a week or two, as if he had a prayer of ever making a home for Emmy and him, the way Michelle would want it. "I can see her, though, right?" he had said. "I can see Emmy." With her fingers steepled under her chin, she had said,
"You can see her tomorrow like we planned. If your mother feels comfortable with things, we'll leave your visitation schedule up to her. Though I advise you to keep that to a minimum."
The compassion he no longer trusted had quickly returned to her eyes as she said,
"You coming and going might make this much harder on Emerson. And she's the one we're most concerned for, yes?"
"We?" James had wanted to rip that word out of her throat. He screamed inside. The only...